background to understand verse 41 correctly. And another truth of Adventism that is uplifted in verse 40 is that we have been teaching the world since 1846, 45, 46, that the second beast of Revelation 13 is the United States, and that at some point in time it would force the whole world to worship the beast of Catholicism. And that truth has always been hard to defend logically, because there's never been a time where the United States had the power or willingness or the dynamics existing in the world where the United States could force the whole world to do anything. It couldn't prevail alone in any war that took place from the 1840 time period and onward. But suddenly, with the collapse of the Soviet Union, in fulfillment of verse 40 of Daniel 11, suddenly the United States is put in a position where it's a superpower, it stands alone, and what we've understood as truth for over 150 years, in another aspect, becomes present truth. So verse 40, very powerful verse, and it also adds insight into understanding verse 41, in the same way that if you follow the studies in verse 38 and 39 of Daniel 11, you see introduced into Catholicism the worship of the so-called Virgin Mary. And when you understand the history of verse 40, you'll see that the messages that have been delivered to the Catholic Church through the apparitions of Mary around the world since the 1917 time period and the apparition at Fatima, Portugal, those messages have prepared the psychology of Rome to enter into the struggle with atheism in a way that agrees with and fulfills verse 40. These two verses, 38 and 39, prepared the background and give us an idea of the influences involved with what takes place in verse 40. And just so, understanding this alliance in verse 40 between the United States and the Vatican gives us the information to realize that a Sunday law in the United States in verse 41, that the work that precedes that Sunday law is already well underway before verse 41 arrives. But let's look at verse 41. He, the King of the North, the papacy, will enter into the glorious land. He's going to enter into the glorious land in the sense that he's going to conquer this glorious land spiritually at the passage of a Sunday law in the United States. These verses are describing a spiritual conquering that takes place. Three obstacles